Tesla's profit squeeze, Google's ad dilemma, and the Mercedes-Benz China problem. Tesla's record quarterly revenue of $28.2 billion arrived alongside a 57% year-over-year drop in operating income and more than doubled capital expenditure. A profitability compression story that markets read clearly, sending shares lower after hours despite the top-line beat. The company is spending heavily on full self-driving infrastructure, Optimus robot manufacturing, and AI training compute, while pushing the volume production timelines for both the Cybercab and the Semi past 2026. The NHTSA's demand that Tesla explain Musk's social media posts, apparently depicting inattentive driving behavior in an FSD-equipped vehicle, adds regulatory risk to the picture, representing an unusual move by the agency to use a CEO's own public posts as potential evidence in a product safety probe. Alphabet's revenue beat was driven by strong search and YouTube advertising performance alongside growing cloud revenue, but investors are asking the same structural question they are asking of Tesla. When does AI infrastructure spending translate into proportional revenue growth? For Google specifically, AI-powered search features like AI overviews may reduce advertising revenue per query if users receive answers without clicking through to advertised links. A fundamental business model question that remains unresolved. Reddit's reported consideration of blocking Google's Lathe. AI access to its content is directly relevant. Reddit's authentic human conversation data has been a valuable AI training resource under a licensing deal worth roughly $60 million annually, and restricting that access would remove a significant pipeline of genuine human-generated content. The AMD Meta chip story offers a striking illustration of how consolidated AI chip demand has become. Meta's purchasing requirements reportedly forced AMD to cut its flagship AI chip to roughly half its original design specification, a level of customer leverage that means a handful of hyperscalers effectively dictate hardware roadmaps for chip companies. Both Intel and AMD signing long-term CPU deals with Chinese data center customers creates parallel political complications under the current export control environment and congressional scrutiny. The Senate's Connected Vehicle Security Act, advancing through committee, would effectively bar Mercedes-Benz from the U.S. market because Chinese entities hold approximately 20% of its shares, above the bill's 15% ownership threshold. The German luxury automaker would become collateral damage in a national security framework designed for technology companies, and the bill's logic, if enacted, would force every multinational with significant Chinese shareholders to reassess its U.S. market position. The House passage of the Main Street Capital Access Act, which eases bank capital requirements, speeds merger approvals, and encourages new bank formation, drew near unanimous Democratic opposition on the grounds that loosening capital rules while commercial real estate stress continues to ripple through regional banks is poorly timed. The bill now moves to the Senate, where its path is more uncertain.